come up to destroy the world. I'm chanting that whole anyway.
Because he came out the first time he came out with a with an aura that has the whole tachlis. You see in Parashas Truma, the whole Rashbi b'chlad had that problem. The Rashbi atainas the machlokes of the Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel was after the ganachol that he says you're here in the world. The Rashbi came out with this huge aura, and the something like the Rashbi, the biggest avoid is to make kalim. You see the whole Parashas Truma is. The whole Parashas Truma, my son-in-law told me on Shabbos that he says all the Sfarim you look in, they only speak about the first two Psukim in Parashas Truma. Yichli Truma, everyone's based Kaddish, Ben Aliboy, Ayin and Ayeh. Once you start with a Kaila, nobody speaks about it anymore. Why? Because it's all measurements. So the whole Parashas Truma is just a parasha of measurements. The Matan Zilva calls it the trick in a parasha. The dry parasha. It looks a dry parasha. Shad is, you're coming with a ribi or you've got to know how to make kalim. That's the ikka. So some people's ikka avoida is the avoida of kalim, and some people's ikka avoida is avoida of or. Bishmo was a coin godl. The coin godl was the ikka avoida is to make kalim. So Mamela, his like the Hatamas Aneris. So the ikka avoida was to make kalim. So Mamela, therefore, Bishmo was tiny. No, you've got to bring it down in the kalim. But the Rashbi is the Zoyha. It's the ribi or that came down. So a ribu that comes out without kalim, that's what it looked like the first time he came out of the ma'ora. Kach Baruch Hu sent him back into the ma'ora to say that you can't come out like that, because you bring out such a ribu or, if all your oisik is in the inyanim of or, then you're going to cause this dalkus. So made it therefore, that's why the second time he came out to see how everything has to be misyashiv in this world. He has to bring his or, and his or should be misyashiv in his world. And that's the ikkus of the Mashiach, the world has to become a kli for Mashiach to come. And other avodah tocha is that the Rashbi says in his sefer that he's even going to go out in gold of gold, which means that he's preparing the world with his sefer. But the first time he came out, it was a chor ben oilam, because it's a ribi aura. And these are the arguments between him and Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says you got to have kalim. Hanagvem mustafta the ganacha. Hanagvem minik deracheret. Rashi says no. Malach danasas ali deracherim. He was jumping over kalim. The whole avoda of preparing kalim. He's ready to come out. He's ready to bring the or down. The or chodosh. He's ready to bring out the or chodosh. The world's not ready for it yet. The whole Indian of Tocha Zi of Zoya is about it's a Lossid Lovid the Karam Hoga. When you're Eyu Ayin Ba'ayin, Rol Kolbasa Yachtov, the Tocha Zi is a Lossid Lovid thing. Hine Lekenu Zek, Vino Loi Vyoshienu. Everything's going to be in an oifen of Re'iyah. Everything's going to be in an oifen of Re'iyah. That's the Tchuf of Lossid Lovid. That's why by the Shir Sayam they said Zek Eyli Ben Veyo. Because Oz Yoshe is a remnant of Tchis HaMesim Natoyer. And the Shir Sayam is Be'etzim finishes up Hashem Yim Loich Loin Avod. It's a Gula Hasidah Dikazach. The Gula Sida is a Gezach, so they said Zekeli Bamveyu. The Hereu Be'etzpa, they said Zekeli Bamveyu. It's a good. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed us a Moedika blick with the Re'iya. And then Hashem said, now come back. You open the Yam as we went into the Lossid Lovli. And that's Oz Yoshim, Mikan Remez Latchis Amesim and Atoyah. So the Rashbi was a Tochazi, he was a Bechina of Zekeli Bamveyu. Zekeli Bamveyu doesn't go in Olam Hazeh. It's a story. Or in it. That's the famous in the Shabbos, the Mishnah of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Zman of Tikkuns, and Shabbos is Gepaskin, that if you take a Kli out of the Jerus Rabbim, and inside the Kli is Tachas Mikasher, you're not high for the Hotzah of the Kli. Either Kli is as big as the table. Because inside the Kli you've got a less than a Sheh, Tachas Mikasher, so therefore you're Papa of Shabbos. The Zman explained, because Shabbos, the Shleimus is when the Kli is Mesiachet to the Or. So therefore you don't look at the Kli and the Or separately. You don't look at the Kli and what's in the Kli separately. Everything is the inside of the Kli. That's the Ilum Rum is on the Or and the Or. So Shabbos is main on Abba, the Kli and the Or become Mishachat together. You don't see a Kli and an Or. The Kli is a master. When the world is ready for the Or Hashem to be in his Galah, so then the Kli is becomes Mishachat to the Or. That's the highest Darga. The Or and the Kli become one. Oroin is called Oir because there's no Kli over there. That's why it's Einam and Amidah. There's no Oir, it's Kulei Oir. And Menorah makes a Kli. Menorah takes the Oir of the Oir and it makes a Kli for it. But the Oir in itself is Einam and Amidah. The Rashbi is Kodesh Kodoshim. His Darg of Ter is the Darg of an Oir. You have to stay in the Kodesh Kodoshim because that's Rabban Shem. Go back to the Ma'ora. That Darg you're living on with the Oir without a Kli. The Ma'ora, his life in the Ma'ora was like it was the Bechin of the Kodesh Kodoshim. So Kodesh Kedoshim, you can talk alone. That's where you compile the Zohar. There you can talk. You can talk a sitting alone there with Oris without Kelim. Or if you're coming out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you got to bring Kelim to the Oris. So if you're killing people, then you better go back into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Oren is cooler Oren. That's why it's called Oren. The Oren should be destroyed. It's an Oren without Kelim. The menorah is an Oren. It's an Oren with Kelim. The Ikar Avoda was the Hatova. The Hatova needed the coin. Because the Oren we don't need. The Oren you have from the Oren. What is the whole Tachlis of the menorah? The Tachlis of the menorah is that the Oren should be able to come in. For that, the Ikar Avoda is the Kli. He's making the Kli ready. So the Hatova needs a coin. The Hadloka is Kshir Bazar. You're Mamshach Oren. But the Hatova needs it because the Ikar Avoda of the menorah is. Rabbi, you're making a kli. That's the avoda in Golis. Avoda in Golis is making a kli.
And that's the second part of the story when he came out the second time. So two yidden was shomer v'zochet.
That's right. So there already he saw. Right, when he came out on an erev Shabbos to gematziv already. The erev Shabbos to gematziv is the kli in the order. He came out on that matziv. That's why is one connected zocha, one connected one zocha. So hadassim is the reich of the neshama. What happens on Shabbos? Shabbos is where the neshama's nene from the gashmi is. That's the hisachdus of the or and the kli. Neshama's nene from the. So that's hadassim. Hadassim is the reich of neshama, the hanos of neshama. Hanos of neshama that represents the olam atikun. So you do what the reich represents the olam atikun. The famous Bnei Soscha, that Bnei Soscha is, why does the Gemara Brocha say, Minayin Shem Evochim Abichas Areach? You have to make a Brocha on every Hanah. That's why you need to make, what's the Havan of the Gemara that on a Reach you don't make a Brocha? So Bnei Soscha says, because the Reach was the only, was never Nifkam in Chetad Eitz Adas. So Brocha is to be make a Biro in this world. Reach doesn't need a Biro. So there's a Tzadi, you don't have to make a Brocha on it. That's the Chiddush you make a Brocha. The Reach, that's why Shabbos has to do with Reach. And that's why Motzah Shabbos is Besomim is Vai. And it's Vai, you got to smell something to try to keep the Olam HaTikun there. Shabbos is interesting. The Rashbi came out Erev Shabbos, and that's the sort of Zohar V'Shomar, the Be'echo Nemo. Zohar is the, Shomar is the Sul Meiraz, is the Melochas. The Melochas have to do with Boire, Birurim. Separate, have to do with Yonamo Birurim. Zohar V'Shomar, the Be'echo Nemo means that all that whole Avoida is all Niskal into the Zohar. On the skull into the union of Zechira. We said that Zechira is opposite to Shikha. Shikha has to do with Misa. So Zechira is Hepecha Misa. Zechira is a time where there's no more Misa. So Zocha V'Shama is the Dibba Echa Nemo. When it's skull all together, it's after the beginning of the Olam HaTikun. And that's why the Rashi said that once connected Zocha, once connected Shama. He came out and then he understood that there's an Olam HaTikun. You can't come out to destroy. You can't come out to destroy. You can't bring a Ribui Ora out and destroy. There's a tachlis in the world, and that's the iskalus of the oris and kainim. There are times where a person has got to bring out a ribi or. Hamalik is ashakor. Hamalik is the one that says you've got to incorporate your Torah and your mitzvahs. Okay, he's mastered the or by making the keli too strong. Hamalik makes the keli too strong, and maybe you don't see the or. So the chis hamalik is the Indian to bring out the or. Either or is a vilda or it's a dangerous thing. It's a ribbon or he's always not made for Kalim this clip.
to break the clear,
there's no Kalim for him is ribbon. That's the Mechis Amalek. Amalek is Kule Kaili Kilo. Amalek Tain is it's Kule Kaili. Besoidish in Indian. Yaakov and Esav was the Oiris and Kalim. He said that Esav, the Tikkun would have been, if Yaakov and Esav would have been a scholar together. Because Esav had some Mashayrish as a Kli, Yaakov is the Or. And the Oiram Tikkun is with Yaakov and Esav together. So Esav Mashayrish is a Amalek is Mashayrish a Kli. And Yaakov is Mashayrish the Or. And then it's the Or and Kli that brings the Tikkun. Esav separated himself from Yaakov, you know, so he became Kule Kli. He became Kule Kli. So maybe the clip of that is that Amalek is focusing. You got to be, everything's got to be very mesudar, and he makes the person too intellectual. Too, everything is cold. Everything is that's where the clip of Amalek, the clip of Ashakorcha. Purim comes along with Nechias Amalek and brings a magic a ribi on. The whole tachas of the Bis Hamikdash was, like we said, the whole tachas of the Mishkan is Parshas Truma is full of kelim. And then Tatzav is the Oir, lighting the Oir into the Kalim. That's the Tachlis. That's the Tachlis. Tachlis is that the Kli comes together with the Oir. A Kli separate to the Oir Yeah, when the kli separate to the aura, that's the beginning of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So the Bach meant that the Yidden were learning for this reason, for that learning, for this learning, they want Mekusha to the aura of Torah Bechlal, and Mekusha completely to the kli. Kli means, see, if you, Bechlal, you forget you're learning Torah Bechlal. Like that Yid, Kilo, you forget you're learning Torah Bechlal. That causes the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So our Nekoma of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash is to smash a kli. So you're standing under a chuppah, you have a chosin and kala. You do that. The kala is the bchinas kli. She's nisachet to the chosin. Chosin and kala is the yichud of the oris and kli. And you remember the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. You smash a kli. You remember the golus is based on the fact that if people are just looking for the kli and they're not looking for the or, it's adarabah. So you better smash the kli. Smash the kli. It's like a mechias amalek. We don't want kelim. Ribbi or, and that's why the two times where if you damage somebody's beggar, you don't have to pay him, is by chasna and purim. Chasna and purim two times where there's ribbi or. Because by tzaddikim, that's the nekuda. Why do you go to a cave of a tzaddik? Because the guf and the neshama is nisachet together. Guf and neshama is nisachet together. That's mamish to olam atikun. That's mamish to olam atikun. Dover Melech is Dover Melech Meshicha. Dover Melech finishes up the hillim with a perik of Hallelu B'Kli, all the Kli Shir. Shir is something that takes you out of your Kelim. A Kli Shir is when there's Achdus of the Oris and the Kelim together. Hallel is the Or. Singing Hallel, all that's in the Or. When you sing together with a Kli Shir, by very definition, is an Or and a Kli. The Or and a Kli, that's the Indian of a Kli Shir. So Dover Melech is working through the whole Golis, is working through all the nisyonos of a person, is working through all the nefilas and all the shaviras, and working through there's too much aura, there's too little aura, too much kelim, too little kelim. All the problems of a person, either the aura is too great, or the kelim are too strong. If the kelim are too strong, he doesn't feel his Yiddishkeit. If the aura is too strong, then he finds it hard in being medactic and halacha kashur, because halacha itself is the inner of a kli. The tachlis is to come to a matzav of kli shir. Kli shir is where the aura and the kli are together. And that's Abdul Amelah, the neighbor of the Chinam, that's the outpouring of when there's an ichud together of the kelim and the shir. Amalek is Ashakorcha always means the klal gadla. Korcha always means where there's too many kelims, too many chumras, there's too many cheshbonos. He doesn't get so involved in the chumra where he forgets why he's looking for an esrut. So that's a kulay kli. Another person couldn't care less as long as he's this. He doesn't look for the diktok. You have to find a very good esrut. But somebody's oisik with his magnifying glass too much. So then it's a kulay kli. The person's whole struggle is finding the balance between the or and the kli. The balance between the or and the kli, that's called cliche. That's called cliche. And that's the end of Sefer Tehillim. The breaking of the kli, then suddenly the chuppah, and then suddenly the chasna goes all wild. It's all very, very, very mitzumtzumdik. It's very yiridik. It's very, 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 very tzimtzumdik and very, very controlled and everything. Except for shayashuv chasnas, where they get labeling before them, they break the kli. It's a chasn's tish. It's a chasn doim the melech. The melech is pirate geda. But usually they smash the glass, and the minute after they smash the glass, all the musical instruments start playing. It gets wild. They have to smash the glass, smash the kli, and then once you've broken the kli, the Rosh Hashanah says, take all the oirs, shep, take all the oirs that you can, take all the oirs that you can. Mashiach will come. That will be the beginning of cliche. Cliche will be. And everything is betachlis hashlem. We sing with kelim. That's the whole Beis Hamikdash was like that. The kohenim and levim with the chesed and the din. And din is always kelim, and chesed is always the oyers. The oyers have to do with chesed, and the dinim have to do with kelim. Esav was b'shoyrish din. So if it's b'shoyrish din, he is misamik the inyan of kelim, and he ignores the ark. Chesed is b'shoyrish or. The shilav of the chesed together, the Beis Hamikdash, which was that was the Beis Hamikdash, that's called cliche. Yeah, that's the menagnim. Menagnim after Yom Kippur, Sukkot is where we break out into the shir. The whole zman El is El and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's all in yonim of Modinim and Kelim, and then it breaks out into an or. Now we're in a mokum of Ribbi Orans for sure. And after saying the whole Tehillim, we'll put them into the cliche. Simcha is or. Aura doesn't fit. Simcha doesn't fit with Kela. No, a person lives a whole house, his whole year in a house, in a keva. He lives in a deer's keva, shvacha simcha. Because there's walls, there's mitzorim, there's kelim. He goes out of the deer's keva. He's only in the deer's arai now. Now there's all the measurements. The whole keli over here is a keli arai. It's a keli we're going to do away with. So no, then you can be v'simcha. Then you can be v'simcha. Otherwise, the proper fixed keli can't be v'simcha. The Amalek is gematria sofek, and the Mechias Amalek brings simcha to Yidden. And the whole simcha of Yidden is that we're not bound anymore to kelim. We have to be marbe pimis atoyer, because pimis atoyer also, pimis atoyer is against kelim. It's a riba, it's an or. And we have to work on the bechino. Normally there has to be a balance. But we said before that since Amalek is Be'ika Keli, Amalek's trying Keli. You see nowadays, the internet is the Kli. And Amalek's trying to put the whole Torah into the Kli. And he's trying to put all the Schmutz into the Kli. Everything's in a Kli. A person doesn't have to move away from a Kli. He wants to learn, he presses a Kli. He wants to do Chas V'Sham, the Haked, he presses a button in the Kli. Everything should be revolving around a Kli. Because that's the whole clip of Esav. All there is a Kli. There's no Or. He makes the Or a bottle to the Kli. Everything's in the Kli. You can go to a place, you can go to a Bessam Erdj today. There's 100 people sitting in the Bessam Erdj, but no, you can't hear a single cold Torah because everybody's on his laptop. Everything has to be nichlal in the Kli. Everything has to be nichlal into the Kli. Because that's Golas Adam. That's Amalek. Amalek is the Kli. Esav is the clip of what should have been the Kli. It should have been bottled to the Or. He's trying to make the Kli as a separate thing. And not only that, he wants to suck the Or. That the Or should be faked. Instead of the Kli being bottled to the Or, he wants the Or to be bottled in the Kli. So he's taking all the Or and he's putting it all into the Bar Ilan program and into all these things which are etzim very good. But you have to be careful not to people lose their whole geshmak. You know, you don't usually see a person sitting on a laptop by yeah, oh my robot on the laptop. It's kule kli, it's kule tinsum, kule kli. Forget, we have to be marba the ribi of the sumcha and ribi the nimis in order to bring down in order to break the kli. Because now the kli is so strong, we have to break the kli. Our avoid other obviously break the kli, and that's why simcha is the most important avoid. The tzaddik emes were always involved in being marab of simcha in Klal Yisrael. Because simcha is so much kli and so little or, that we have to be marab of the ribui or, bring the or down, which is like hudemoy, the oyer of the simcha. The or brings down the simcha, and that's why we're going to break all the machines, going to break all the internet, going to break all the thing, and the or is going to faked. It's going to be a zel omazeh. You taina this only kli, we're going to bring only an or. We're going to bring something that's kuli or down. And that's the aura, the pinnis atzor, the aura of the Heli Garash, we have to bring down on the day Rakida, on the day Simcha, through the Hantaka Sadinu, with other Rabba. And we make Kalim, and then we break the Kalim. That's what's going to bring this to me. That's what's going to be Boina the Chorvis Yushalayim. Boina the Chorvis Yushalayim is going to be on the day Ribi Simcha, and Ribi Or of Toy, and Ribi Or of Kedusha. So that's the Indian of dancing. When you come to the Rajbi, the Simcha is coming from the Or. That's the Hachon of the Simcha of Purim, which is Mechis Amalek, which is breaking the Kalim. Once we've broken the Kalim, is then we bring down a Ribbe Or. That's when you see the clip at the end of Golas Eden. The clip is that everything's in a Kli. Everything's in a Kli. Everything's on a Kli now. And the Kli is getting more and more and more and more Kli. It's getting everything. That you can put more things in a Kli and more things in a Kli. Albeit should be only a Kli. People forget the Or and they see the power on the screen. They forget the. They forget the R, the beautiful R of Torah, of how they used to learn and sing when they were learning. Zmir is how you leave the base, Megorecha, Dovna Melech. And they used to learn with Nigan, they used to learn with Vekas, and the whole Indian. And you see, Mamish, you see places where the Koilon, you see people, the whole Koilon is quiet. They're printing. It's losing the. You can't have a Bessam Erdj just with laptops. You've got to have a Bessam Erdj with people learning. And then a few people with their laptops. At least there should be a cold fire, should be something. But it's only Kli is it falls into his hands. The person loses his cheshit, he loses his gishmak, he loses his slavas. And that's what we're working on. The Yalta Tzadik is fish. Fish always have their eyes open. I was thinking before that the same thing that we said earlier with the Or and the Kli, that's Mamish Lachilah between Re'iyah and Shmiyah, because Re'iyah is Or. Re'iyah is Or. Right? To see, you need the or hara'iyah. And Shmiyah says in the Medrash that the oizen is a cleat, like a sieve that takes things in. So, mamish that nakuda. The or, the eyes is the or, and the Shmiyah is the cleat. Is the Rajbi, whose Shmiyah, whose name is Shimon, is Bechina Shmiyah, he brought the Shmiyah up, he made the Kli bottle to the Or, which means the Shmiyah is bottle to the Tochazi. So the Oifan and Niglas Atoira is Tosh Shema, because that's the Niglas Atoira. And the Niglas Atoira is Nasti the Or. But you may Achat together, you see the Tzadiki Emes are trying to put together the Pnimis Atoira with the Niglas Atoira and try to show them all the one, because Faket, they're trying to show that the Kli should be Nichlal into the Or. The Kli should be Nichlal into the Or. And that's the Inu, the Shmiyah is Nichlal into the Re'iyah. So Yosef Atzadik is very big into
into Re'iyah. The Yosef HaTzadik is fish, and fish have an Eina Pekicha. The fish are always, they always have their eyes open. The fish, or Bechinas, that's the Oilam, that's the Pnimi. Pnimi Satoira is under the Alma Deskasi, is in the Alma Deskasi, is in the sea. Even the Mitzrayim were Mitzorim. Mitzorim is a Kli. The whole Mitzrayim was a Mitzar. A Mitzar is a Kli. A Mitzar is a Kli. And Yidin was so strong in the Kli, there's no Or. The Shem Yudke Vovke is the Or, and the Shem Elikim is the Kli. Kiyadua, the Havaya is the Or, and the Shem Elikim is the Kli. Kishemesh Amogin, Hashem Elikim, the bag is the Shem Elikim, and the Yudke Vovke is the Or. And Paro believed in the Shem Elikim, but he was master. He was master the Shem Yudke Vovke, because everything has to be Mitzorim. The same thing, all Kule Kalim, Kule Kalim. Is the Meida, the spitz of conquering them in the Mitzrayim was when they drowned in the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf is the Alma Diskasi, a Faket. That's the Or of Chazit. The fish are in a Pekicha, the fish are always looking. Fish are always looking. There's no Shmiya in there. It's all Re'iyah. The Marish living in the Alma Diskasi. And by the Yamsuf was Nizgala, the Alma Diskasi. The Yamsuf, they went up to the Bechin of Re'iyah, and that's why they said Zer Kelim Aveil. And that's why in the Yamsuf you only have Nashir Sayyim, you only have the Yudke Vovke, even though it was punishment for the Mitzrayim, but still you only have the Yudke Vovke. The Yudke Vovke is the Or. And the day that the Yamsuf split, it was Nizgala the Or. Nizgala the Or without Kalim. Okay, that's what it says, that the cavalry, the Mitzrayim went in with the Kalim, everything drowned. The Kalim did away with the Kalim. Everything was the Or of the Yudke Vovke. Now they said, Zeh Kalim Aveil. That was the coming out of Mitzrayim. When you come out of a Ribi Kli, you've got to break the Kli and you've got to be Megala a Ribi Or. That was the Ribi Or of Megala. The same thing as Kimet Seschem Mitzrayim, it ran on the floor. It's the same as the Yitzis Mitzrayim went out to the Mitzrayim. The Spitz going out to Mitzrayim was when the Rebbe Shalom broke the Kalim and he's Megala a Ribi Or. So too, going out of Avgol, this is going to be when we smash all internet and we break the Kalim on the day, the Ribi Or of Torah, the Ribi Or of Timis of Torah, and then it's going to be the Emes La Yehudim Moisa, Oyra, Vesimcha, Vesosa, Mikol. Oh, Shulchan Aruch, the whole halacha is based on Halichas Olam. You're allowed to do this and not do that. The whole Indian of Shulchan Aruch is the Ika making Gedorim. Ged is the same thing as a Kli. The Pshat is, that's why the Shulchan Aruch starts with the Pasuk Shavisi Havayel and Egdi Somit. You can't start talking about Kalim unless you got the Or already. You say Shavisi Hashem, the Egdi Somit, you start with the Shavisi Hashem. Once you start with the Shavisi Hashem, now you can go into Halacha. Halacha is Tzimtzum, Halichas Oilam, Halacha. When a person says Simcha, the Halicha turns into a Rikud. Halicha is walking, that's going, but when a person breaks into Simcha, it's Faked, and it comes into a Rikud. That's lifting up the Raglaim, it's been Halacha. That person can't learn, can't be mashed one from the other. You have to start learning halacha, we should be see a vial and egdi somit. That's the Indian. However much you have to build kalim, however much you've got to live a life with kalim, you must never forget that the kalim must never empty itself from an or. Because as soon as it empties itself from an or, then that's exactly what a malik is. A malik empties the kli, and all you're left is the kli. All you're left is an intellectual part of the Torah, all you're left is with halacha. And the Bach says that the Bismikdash was destroyed because they learned Torah to know halacha lemaisa. Mami, she says, the first Bismikdash was destroyed because they learned Torah. For what they needed to know halacha l'maisa. So they're using Torah to know what to do halacha l'maisa. That's mamish l'nakuda. That's learning Torah without shavisi avayel and egdi somit. We have to learn Torah. The first thing is shavisi avayel and egdi somit. Once you have shavisi avayel and egdi somit, then you can build a kalim. You cannot build kalim without an or. For or, in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to make or from burnt out kalim. When you burn the kli, then you make an or. And the whole Indian of the Simchas was to take all the kalim and to be mala them to make oiras out of kalim. How do you make oiras out of kalim? Well, you take the beged, which is the kali, and you light an or from it. From the kalim you make the or. That's called the or. That's called the kli being niskaled into the or. The kli is niskaled into the or. That's the emes of Simcha. That's the sod of La Yehudim Moisa, Oyer of the Simcha. And that's the same thing that they used to do with the Rashbi. The Chasam Sofer talks about it, the Chasam Sofer, I think, says against it. But the minig then was that they used to burn clothes to make the fire in the Rashbi. So it's about the Chasam Sofer time, it's about Tashkas, Ain and there. But the Maisa, that was the minig. Where did that minig come from? That minig may have come from this Nakuda. When you come into the Rashbi, you feel Oyer. When you feel Oyer, they used to burn the Kalim, they used to burn the Begodim. That's why you can always come out of the Rajbi with a lot of energy. Or is Kulay energy. The energy is something in the Kli, but when you go out of the Kli, it's Kulay energy. Now is the start of the Urim Metumim. On the big day, Kohen Gadol, you had the Urim Metumim. And the Urim is Mashin Or.
in the Beis Hamikdash, where there was this achdus between the Kli and the Or, is then you used to see the Or shining through the Kli. That was the darga. That was the darga of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's why we said before that when you go into the Chodesh Kedoshim, you go into a place where it's all Or, where the Orin is, and Orin is all Or. There's no cave in there, so you can't wear the Big Day Kohuna there. There you wear Big Day Lovin. Big Day Lovin is the Bechina. No Kalim. No Guf. That's why Lovin corresponds to the Tachrichin. Corresponds to the Bechina when you leave the Guf. You leave the Kli behind, and then the Shama, that's the Aura that goes up. Kodesh Kodoshim, you go into, you go in with Big Day Lovin. You don't go in with the Big Day with the Big Day Kahuna, which is showing the first of the Aura. Then you don't go in, because you're going into a place of Kula Aura. You don't need the Godim over there. That's why you wear Big Day Lovin. But the Mingdash of the Mokum, where it was Meir, Tafka through the Begodim. That was the whole Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is that the Aura should shine through the Begodim. And therefore, if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his Begodim, Ein Bigdosa Elim, says the Gemara, Ein Kunosa Elim. If he's not wearing his Begodim, so then there's no Kohuna. Why? Because that's the whole goal of the Beis HaMikdash. That you should be able to see the Aura through the Kli. That's through the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol. That's called the Bechinas Kli, where you could see the Or, the Urim and Tum. Press stop. Leaving with the Or.
Right.
They go without Kalim. Because their Kalim are all Tommy. Their whole Bechin of Kli is all Kalim, which is Mesuav. It's disgusting. Or is milky with the Balchubas there. The aura of Torah, they see the beauty, they see such a clean, pure thing that they don't want to have to do with Kalim Chlav. So it says, so leave them. They're in the Kodesh Kedoshim now. Malkam Shabali Tshuva Oyimdim Ein Tzadikin Kvor Yuchadim Na'amid. What's the raya that about Tshuva in the Kodesh Kedoshim? Because Yom Kippur is the time of Tshuva, time of Kapara. That's when the Kohen goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Bechinas Kodesh Kedoshim, the Bechinas Oran, that's the Mokum of Baal Tshuvas. That's why in the Oran you had the Shivei Luchas. Shivei Luchas is the Darga of Baal Tshuvas. The Darga that if you do Tshuva you can be even greater than it was before. As Reb Tzadik is always Marech, that the Luchas Shnias was the Ikka Chochma more than the Luchas Rishonis. Bechinas Torah Shabbat Teh. So the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Mokum Dafka for Baal Tshuva. That's what on Yom Kippur, it's Man of Tshuva, you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. In the Kodesh Kedoshim, we just said, it's all Aura, it's Aura, it's all Aura. So the Baal Tshuva belongs on the Aura. He's the Shivrei Luchas, he belongs in the Aura. That's Gufa the Nakuda, that's Gufa the Nakuda of the Shivrei Luchas. Why did my Shrabbeinu break the Luchas? What was the Pagam of the Chet HaEgel? The Pagam of the Chet HaEgel was that they wanted Kilu to have something down here. They were marbe the keli over the or. They wanted everything to be understood on a level down here. That was the whole yisod of avodah zarah. If you mafrid the kli from the or, like we said before by Esav, that's the chet ha'egel. Who? Mishkan is taking the chet ha'egel. That's good for the point. So that's why the Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He broke the luchas. Broke the luchas was the inyan of shivrei kli. Inyan of shivrei kli. You have to break the kli in order to shine the aura. And that was Meir, that came back, that was Meir, the Luchas Shnis. But that's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Kodesh Kedoshim was a place which was Kulei Aura. Kulei Aura, that was the aura, and it's a place which is Kulei Aura. That's where the Baal Tshuva belongs. Leave him there. Who? The aura will leave him. He won't stay in him forever. An aura without a kli has a stalk, the aura can't stay. But now he's like cleaning himself. That's why by Yom Kippur, when you go to the Kodesh Kedoshim, there's a bechin of itzuma shel yom mechaper. Bechin of itzuma shel yom mechaper. Come to chleikus and Gemara, whether it's even mechaper without tshuva or not. The inyan of itzuma shel yom mechaper. He needs that feeling of kedusha, that feeling. It's cleaning him. Rather later, he needs kalim. Meanwhile, he's had only Kalim his whole life, given only Or. Came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Emes Maneda, Hoya Mare Koin. I come to the chef of the Mare Koin, how beautiful he looks. Kibaro, even the way you say in your kippur, comparing him to all in Yonam of Or. Kibaro, like the lightning, like the dus, like the yens, like the tzotzi, like sparks, like lightning. It's comparing him to Or. The Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, all you saw was an Or. He didn't see his ponim be'etzer. He didn't see the kli. He just saw a mordek or. That's how he looked when he came out of the kodesh kadosh. That's emes. And he used to make a simcha. He used to make a gvaltiga simcha to say simen hakodesh. And that's coming to the Chagasukas. The Chagasukas, like we said, Chagasukas is the zman you're allowed to burn the keli. You're allowed to be mevatel keli. Sukas, you're allowed to be mevatel keli. Halavaya, we wouldn't have to deal with Caleb. It's the biggest darga. It's the darga of, I mean, the Kodesh Kedoshim was like a Tzinnik Ben Yoma. Tzinnik Ben Yoma has got no Caleb. He's not Mufatach, he's not developed. He's got no Caleb. Tzinnik Ben Yoma is Or. What does a child develop? A child develops Caleb. Ben Yoma. That's the Kruvim on the Orin. The biggest dharma, the highest dharma. Dolak on the baby. And then when he's still inside the mouth, the Nair Dolak. The baby's Orin. You get more and more into this world, you have to start developing Kalim. When you use it, then it becomes Kodesh. Comes a Kli Shoris. Shoris usually means to be Meshoris somebody. So why is it called a Kli Shoris? Pshat is the Kli is Meshoris, what's inside the Kli. The whole Tachlis in the Mishkan of Megala, the whole Tachlis of the Kli is to be Meshoris, what's inside the Kli. Esav wasn't Roy to be a Bechor, because we said that Esav Be'etzim was the Kli and he was supposed to be Meshamish Yaakov Avinu. If Esav would have been Meshamish Yaakov Avinu, that would have been the R and the Kli being Mesachir together. Esau wasn't Mishamish. He stayed with the Kli. He can't do Avoida on the Mishkan and the Bais HaMikdash. Because the Bais HaMikdash, you have to do Avoida with Kli Sharis. Where the whole Tachlis of the Kli is that it's Misharis. Misharis, whatever is the Toich of the Kli. And that's how a Kli becomes Kodesh. When you put the thing inside it, it makes the Kli Kodesh. That becomes Kodesh when you put it in the Kli Sharis. Tachlis of the Kli is to be Misharis. Tachlis always, Tachlis of the awe of the like the Levim. Levim was Din is Tzimtzum is Kli. And so the Pasuk also says the Levim were there to be Mesharis the Kainim. That's the Mbot of the Mar of Shomash. The Kainim is the Or of Chesed. Levim is the Din. The Din is there to be Mesharis. The Kli is there to be Mesharis the Or. Ashverish, they used the Kli Amishpa. He wore the big dick on, he wore the Caleb of Kedusha, and he was Mafrid the Caleb. His mom is doing the same as Esau. That's why he was Gidl as Homer. The Caleb, the Caleb Shainim. He was using the Halig and Caleb from the Bais HaMikdash, but not that the Kli should be Mesharis to the Kedusha. Forget, the Kli should be Mesharis to the Taiva. That's the sort of a Caleb and Caleb Shainim. So Caleb, which were there, which were used as Kli Sharis, used it for his own zach. The whole. What's his name? The whole beginning of the Megillah, the Hashkos, the Kli Zov, talking about all the beautiful Kalim that were there. That's the Nakuda. The Kali by him is a Kali is a Metzias b'fnei Atzmo. It's mustard the Or. It's faked. So the Gemara says that the Ikar Or and Kli, the Shemesh is the Mar, and it's called the Mar Agadol. So the Shemesh, the sun, is the Mor HaGadol, that's the Or. And the Nartik around it is the Kli. So when you talk about Or and Kli, you better talk about the Or, the Shemesh, and the Nartik. Those who are mafrid the Or from the Nartik, all they chapped on the Nartik, they won't have a chiz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Gehenem La'ozid Lavoik La'ozid Mahaboy La'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artiko. It's the Rishoyim that the Rishoyim just wanted the Nartik, just the Kli. When Hashem takes away the Kli, then they're going to die. They've got no chiz. Other rabbis, the tzaddikim understood that the ik of the Kli is in the skull, in this battle to the Or. Tzaddikim will battle to the Or. The Kli is taken away. It'll be like a bechino of the Or and the Oran.
It says kiner mitzvah l'toyer Or. A ner is a mitzvah, and so mitzvah means it's a Kli. Because the Nair is the Kli, and the Torah is the Or. It turns out that the mitzvah, that a person who does mitzvahs, al derech haTorah, not just al derech haTorah. He does mitzvahs. He learns like the chassidim learn the halachas of the mitzvah before the mitzvah, and the pnimius of the mitzvah before the mitzvah. So pshat is there. You're making a chibur between the oros and the kelim. Because the Torah is the or and the mitzvah is the kli. So if you mamshich the Torah into the mitzvah, is that's the hamshacha of an or into a kli. That's why it says in Kedushin, Godel Talmud shemeiv lidei ma'isa. Godel Talmud shemeiv lidei ma'isa. Talmud is the or, but the ikar of the or is that you should have a kli, and the mitzvah is the kli. So Godel Talmud shemeiv lidei ma'isa. Chosin and a kala is a zochan and a keiva. Kala is the same. The kof and the lamed is the same as kli. And the yud we know zohar and the hay is nakeva. So kala is kli, is the kalish. The kala is the bechemis kli, and the chosin is the bechemis or. So the gemara of Gadol Talmud maybe the demaisa is the gemara in kedushin, because the kedushin between ish veisha and shalom bayis is the shalom bayis means the shalom between the or and the kli. The shiluf and the shalom between the or and the kli is that's what you call shalom bayis. It has to be a kli and has to be an or. That's the end of shalom bayis. Chasam Sofer says the maspis parasha lahala is ner atomit. Ner he says is a mitzvah. The Gemara says that a mitzvah is only magna b'idna the osik bo b'idna the loy. When you're not busy with a mitzvah, the mitzvah is not magna. And the pasuk says lahala is ner atomit. Lahala is ner atomit. So he says, the Chasam Sofer says that if a person brings the Torah of the mitzvah into the mitzvah, then even the mitzvah is magna matzla tomit. Even the mitzvah is magna afil beidna de leyosikba. So pshat is the whole inyan of bringing an or into the mitzvah, bringing an or into the kli, is the inyan where the kli becomes a nitzchus de gezach, it becomes an or de gezach. And that's the sort of godly time which maybe they might say. And maybe that's the inyan. Chassidim were always very makbid on the inyan that nothing should be chas v'shalom bo'if b'chitzonius. Everything should be with the pnimius. A kli without the Torah is a kli without an or. A mitzvah without the Torah of the mitzvah is a kli without an or. A kli without an or, we discuss, is the b'chinas esof. Is the b'chinas esof. The kli without an or. Esof was supposed to be the kli to be Mishamish Yaakovinu. Yaakovinu is Zer Ampin, the Yudke Bovke, which is the or. And Esau was the kli to be Mesharis, and he wasn't Mesharis. He wasn't the ach. He was supposed to, the brother. He was supposed to. So therefore, tzaddikim were always very makbid that the kli shouldn't become nifrat from the or. Kli not being come nifrat from the or is the bechina of the mitzvah not becoming nifrat from the Torah of the mitzvah. So we talk about Torah mitzvahs. You mustn't talk about the dov and nifrat chas v'shalom. You must talk about the mitzvah is the godel talmud shemevli the ma'isa. It's the talmud that's bringing to the ma'isa. A person has to have kavanah when he's learning Torah. He should bring the Torah into the mitzvah that the or can be brought into the kli. And then a mitzvah that he does al derech, the or, the Torah, the pnimius that he learns into it, is then the mitzvah has a kedushas Torah. Just like the kli is bottled to the or, the mitzvah is bottled to the Torah of that mitzvah. And that's the tachlis of shleimus. So that's the whole inyan of tetzaveh, the whole inyan of the big day kahuna, a beged in Gemara language, a beged is called a kli. Mishnayos it says kelim, it can mean a beged as well. So the hadlokas on neir is to bring the neir down, is bring the or into the kli, and that's the whole inyan of begodim. Begodim is to bring the or, not the kohen gadol the choishim the mishpat, and the orim atomim. The orim atomim was meir. It was meir. That was meir to the begodim. The or was made through the begodim, which means the or was made through the kli. And that's the soda. Everything around the base of Mikdash, the big day kahuna, everything was there. There was begodim. Pasha's trim is full of kelim. Pasha's trim is full of kelim. And this is the and Pasha's tzav is also a pasha of kelim. It's a pasha of the kelim, a kelim around the begodim. The begodim being kelim, and the or that shines through the beged is the same chin. And that's the shaychus with the menorah and the begodim. The menorah is the or shining into the kli, and the begodim is the or metumim shining through the beged, and the beged is the kli. So that was the whole tachlis of the Bais HaMikdash. That the or, you should bring the or into the kli. Everything is a kli, and the tachlis is that the or should come down into the kli. When the or and the kli come together, that's considered the Ozma Tikkun. It says, Kolo Isa Ke'ilu. It's a Ke'ilu Hikrib. So there is Epson Achiza there. Because whoever's learning with a chukka that he wants to be Mekayim, it's just Nen Asikami Mekayim, it's the Chamal Olav Akosu Ke'ilu Asa. So there is an Asiya there. There is a kli there. It's shomor. It's protected for him. That's the whole thought. Keilu, what do I need the keilu kaim? The keilu kaim I need. That Torah that I'm learning has a shmir. It's not going to be nostalgic for me. If Torah is not built down into a kli, it's achatachbot. Like the Ramban says, if Torah is not built down into a kli, then the Or of Torah will be nostalgic. The Or of Torah will be nostalgic.